Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, the United States would like to thank our South African colleague, Ms. Vilela, for ably chairing MX3 in August and for preparing Annex 1 of its factual report. Before turning to the substance of MX3, I'd like to remind delegations that, to the disappointment of many of us, our one-day meeting in August was unable to complete its agenda. This suggests that when states' parties devise the BWC intersessional program that will begin in 2022, we should plan to give more expert meeting time to strengthening national implementation. Indeed, the United States considers the subject of MX1 to be of critical importance to the health of the Biological Weapons Convention, since effective implementation by parties is necessary to ensure their compliance. Furthermore, transparency about parties' implementation can help us gain confidence in that compliance and raise useful questions if doubts about it arise. Two of our primary means of transparency were discussed in MX3. Those are confidence-building measures and voluntary transparency activities. The United States would like to congratulate Honduras for submitting its first CBM report this year, but we remain disappointed that the number of reports has declined annually since its peak in 2016 and remains only a little above 40% of all parties. We continue to urge all parties to submit CBMs annually. We note that numerous proposals have been made to improve the quality of CBMs. We continue to believe that parties should devote a dedicated effort, perhaps in a working group, to consider these ideas and prepare a set of recommendations to the 2021 review conference. Mr. Chairman, a second important means of transparency, which is voluntary initiatives, has also made an important contribution to our work of strengthening the convention. And we encourage more parties to participate in such initiatives and to share their outcomes with fellow parties, as many of us have done. Mr. Chairman, the United States agrees with those parties that emphasize the importance of cooperation and assistance on national implementation. The United States regularly shares with other BWC parties information on the assistance we provide for all aspects of implementing the convention, such as we did in our 2018 report on implementation of Article 10. In addition, at MX3 in August, my delegation gave a presentation on the assistance in the area of export controls and border security that we provided to over 50 BWC parties, assistance that has helped these countries fulfill their Article 3 obligations. Indeed, I would like to emphasize the importance of effectively implementing Article 3. As pointed out in the joint U.S.-Indian working paper submitted to last year's MSP, that was working paper 1 to that meeting, doing so requires effective national export controls. Finally, we'd like to say that we're encouraged that during MX3 discussions this year and last, a number of parties shared information on their efforts to implement Article 3 through such controls. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.